As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
She feels like her husband might be on a little squirrely online with other women, and she wants our help to try to catch this guy, which we can do here in just a couple of minutes with To Catch a Cheater and Snapchat Sing. Before that, though, you better be real careful. Real careful when you're doing business online here, because there is a story circulating about a woman that put her foot down while doing business with some dudes that were talking a whole bunch of crap about her.
Yeah, she's a TikToker named Whitney Rose, and I think she's a former Miss Alabama or Miss Alaska or something like that. So very
one of those states that starts with an A.
Yes, yeah, exactly, and ends with an A. That's all I know. The in between, a little murky. But she's a very beautiful woman, like blonde, beautiful makeup, like very tasteful, stated, but gorgeous, right? And she's filming herself on a work call, and it's with another company that's pitching her to buy a product for her company. So think of like an enterprise sales staff kind of thing. And the guy had shared his screen, and she stops them and basically calls them out for what she saw on his screen.
First of all, if we're going to continue working together, I want to work with a woman sales representative because I don't want to have to see locker room talk about myself when you're sharing screens. So if we're going to move forward, I would like to work with a account rep that's maybe a woman in the area so that we can move forward that way. I know that was a mistake, but I don't want to see
I just don't want to see
locker room talk about myself. So if we could, I like the product. I know it's good. I know it's tried and true, but I just want to work with a woman like you before, if possible.
Well, we have a couple of really good RSMs actually that you'll be able to work with. So
okay.
100% completely understand, and that's inexcusable. Regardless of what was a mistake sharing the screen, it shouldn't be talked about. So apologies on that.
Dude didn't even flat out say, I'm sorry. So he shared his screen, and on his screen, she saw in things like Microsoft Teams or Slack, you have group chats like GChat, and they were talking about her, locker room talk about her as they were pitching her.
Her appearance?
Yes,
on
her appearance.
Like, oh, look at the boobs on this chick or something.
Yeah, she doesn't share the exact details, but it's that you can tell it's derogatory locker room talk. And in later TikTok, she goes on to call it some kind of harassment or sexual harassment about her while they're pitching her.
Well, even if it's not derogatory, even if they think they're being complimentary because they're talking about how hot she is, that is, it's disrespectful.
It's so gross. And you hear the guy say it's inexcusable, and he says apologies, but never a flat out I'm sorry. And then she goes on to detail how the VP of sales eventually reached out to her and told her that he couldn't give her a female to work with because there weren't any skilled enough to handle the account.
Oh, damn. Yikes. Dude, double down, you moron.
Eventually it went to, HR, and they looped in HR, but that wasn't, she said, I really had to push for it and have these phone calls for it to get to that point.
Hey man, good for her, because I think, as you guys have told us before, 8 out of 10 women would probably go through the whole process and feel uncomfortable about it, but not mention it. This woman stops the entire meeting, man, and says, totally unacceptable.
I love that. And I love that she requested a female representative, and she just said, at the end, the final update was that her company was not going to be using the product that they were pitching because of how they handled the whole situation. And she really liked the product. But you can't go in on a team that doesn't have a good workplace culture like
that. Right, right. All right, so she wants our help to try to catch her man who she thinks might be getting a little squirrely online. Who's going to read the email?
I got you. I hope you're all doing well. I'm really in need of some help. My husband has been acting strange lately, and I'm starting to think that he's cheating on me. But not in the traditional sense. I think he might be having virtual affairs with other women online. Really quick to interject. Whether it's virtual or in person, an affair is an affair, right? Like cheating is cheating.
Cheating is cheating.
Whether it's a virtual or physical, like...
I don't know that I would put them on the exact same plane. Would you?
I would.
So physical cheating to you is on the exact same plane as flirting online with each other.
Yeah, I've always just saw cheating as cheating. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's levels for some, but to me, if you cheating in any form, it's just cheating.
Yeah. Okay. For me, like, it's a lot of, I guess I'd have to see what was going on there. Certainly inappropriate. I'm not sure cheating, but go ahead. Either way.
I can't believe I have to even write this, but my husband is always on his computer and phone, and he gets really defensive when I try to look over his shoulder or ask him what he's doing. He used to be more open and share things with me, but now he's secretive and dismissive of my concerns. He spends hours on end talking to someone or multiple people, but when I ask who it is, he just says it's work or a friend.
Cassie, let me stop here for just 1 second. So there you are, because we were talking about this independence earlier.
You're so rude. She was about to take a sip of her tea, and you totally interrupted her.
I know. Please, your little radio show interrupts my breakfast, okay?
Are you going to take the same stand as that TikToker going, I can't work with these guys?
Listen, is there a female representative? Kristen, I'm only speaking to you.
Got it.
As we were talking earlier about trying to keep your independence in a relationship, and you were saying trackers would be completely off the record. I want him to like grill me with questions on where I was all day. So if you're getting texts or whatever, and he is looking over your shoulder trying to see exactly where these texts are coming from, do you feel that's a violation also?
It would irritate me, but weirdly, I don't feel like it's a violation. I don't know why. Like, my husband has the passcode to my phone, and anytime he's welcome to look at it, look through the texts. I think it would spur a conversation about why are you worried about it? Why do you need to know? But he's asked me occasionally before, who are you texting? And I'll be like, oh, my mom. But I'll just tell him. Or I'll say, none of your damn business, and laugh it off, and then I won't tell him.
Would it bug you, Ma?
Yeah, that would bug me. Uh-huh. If I never did anything to give her a reason to not trust me, and you were doing that, then yeah, it would bug me.
The only thing that's bugging me is the change in behavior. Like, if there is all of a sudden he's acting shady, like, and this was never how he acted before with this phone, that to me is the red flag. Not actually the behavior, but the change in behavior. Mm-hmm. She says, the worst part is I can't even check his browser history because he never leaves his computer unattended. He's always on it and it's driving me crazy. I feel like I'm going crazy with all these suspicions and I just don't know what to do. I try to shake it off and convince myself that I'm being paranoid, but then I'll see something on a screen that makes me question everything again. I'm just so angry at him. How could he do this to me? I'm jumping to conclusions now. I've been loyal and loving to him, and he's just throwing it all away for some online fling. I know I need proof before I confront him, but I don't know how to get it. He's always careful to cover his tracks, and it seems like he's always one step ahead of me. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I also feel like I can't talk to anyone about this. I don't want to burden my friends and family with my problems, and I don't want to cause any trouble in my marriage if I'm just being paranoid. But at the same time, I feel like I need someone to confide in and help me through this. I just feel so alone. I don't know what to do. I don't want to cause any problems in our marriage if I'm just being paranoid, but at the same time, I don't want to ignore my instincts and miss out on something important. I just need some help finding this out for sure.
Yeah, something doesn't smell right. That's for sure.
Maybe he's planning this big, beautiful Valentine's Day surprise.
That probably is.
Could be. That's what I think it is.
That's it.
For her or somebody else?
For her mom.
Somebody else. Definitely.
Why you gotta do that?
So we'll test him tonight. We'll do Snapchat's thing, see if he responds back, if he's inappropriate, or she's got nothing to worry about at all. We'll get her on tomorrow.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.